I was at a conference once where they said, we only use the King James. I went, really? They said, yeah. Well, I happen to have a book with me. It was the New Testament in Old English, circa 600. I was on a translation panel for a few years in that. So I stood up and read to them from that version of the Bible, which was a good 800-900 years earlier than King James. After I was done reading several sentences, I looked up at their puzzled minds and I said, I'm not going to use any of that modern, liberal nonsense of King James. If I'm going to standeth up here and speaketh unto you. I never got invited back, but I'm used to that. I am not asking you to compromise one thing, because there is only one God and he had one son, Jesus Christ. And there is no way into heaven unless you go through Jesus Christ. Well, then we got to quit hiding him. We got to quit hiding him in our buildings, hiding him in our nice dress-up clothes, hiding him in our church speak, and hiding him in our come-and-see event-based, invitation-based Christianity. And instead, hit the road and give up everything. Die poor. Die sick. Give it up. I don't expect that heaven should be an eternity to rest unless he figured you're going to need it. I've got two. By the way, I stole that line. I stole it from Marshall Keeble. He said it better. But I can't say it like him. There's some accents I can't get at all. In fact, whenever I do Bible stories, all my bad people are English for some reason. I'm not really sure.